Thank you. Sorry. Yes, I was with us. I just had to get the opportunity to get unmuted. Thank you, Jos, for the question. What we have seen is that in this phase of updating the Danube River Basin Management Plan, the hydromorphology and the pressures from hydromorphological alterations was one of the biggest concerns also of the public. So what we have seen is that around 90% of the comments of the feedback we have received from the public was addressed to hydromorphology. And here, when we are talking about giving more space and green measures, we are in particular thinking about this aspect, this problem of hydromorphological altered rivers on one side and flood protection measures. And we know also from the countries that in particular, all these pollution parts from organic pollution, nutrient pollution, that is already quite known. We know what we have to do. We know where we have to put new wastewater treatment plants, etc., in place. But when it comes to hydromorphology, when it comes to flood protection measures, when it comes to hydromorphologists, when it comes to the engineers, here we have the biggest troubles. And also, this was perfectly reflected in the feedback. And this is where we will concentrate and also focus our work in the next 6 years. This is also something we can see in the improvement of the ecological status of the rivers in the Danube River Basin, where unfortunately not big progress can be seen since the year 2009. And this is all in particular with regards to these hydromorphological pressures and these flood protection measures and how to have a common understanding here. This perfectly also fits into the question of integration. Because all these, let's say, Water Framework Directive related measures on one hand will not fly if the flood protection measures on the other side will only see structural measures and not these so-called green measures, in addition to giving more space. I hope that answered yours. That's our challenge for the next 6 years in the Danube River Basin.